tremendous looking trophy.
Hello, welcome to Plunder's version of one PlayStation podcast in the Oceanias. My name is Owen Blight, and joining me, as always, Ashley Hobbit.
Hey Dylan, excited to be here talking about PlayStation in the post Jim Ryan era. It's a new era, baby.
How's it looking?
The same.
Cool.
Just we don't have a face to blame everything on now.
True. We don't. Yet. Anyway.
Yeah.
We'll get someone. Breaking news. PSN Profiles has got the Broken Roads trophies up.
Oh. Platinum?
Does have a platinum. I was having a quick sticky beak. Trying to see if anything. I'm trying to dodge spoilers, but also just see that this will be the problem. So there's three trophies here. Complete the game as a pure Altarian. Fuck, that's a hard word to say, isn't it? Picking the other moral options. Complete the game as a nihilist. For some reason, that's an easy word to say. Picking the other moral options. Complete the game as a Machiavellian. So, somehow also easy word to say. Picking the other moral options. So that's shit, I think.
That says finish the game four times.
Yeah, but when you play these sort of games, like I don't like being put into these holes of you can only pick
these options.
Yeah.
Unless the story is tailored to four different options, you know what I mean? Like it branches in four different ways.
And then they've got complete the game with your worldview So they've got the same things, but with your worldview centered in each of the three options, as well as making only choices and those things.
Hmm.
But according to this, there's also four chapters in the game. There's a trophy called Hard Yakka.
Good work.
A trophy called Who Needs Pants?
Fair question. Yep.
All right, there's that. Because the thing, I was going to open this to have a quick shout out. This I saw the other day. Weirdly, I've never seen this before. They added in for Resistance Burning Skies, you know, the Vita yes. one that got thing. So they did a thing, and I don't recall ever seeing this, or maybe I just don't pay quite enough attention, where they actually patched the game to add in, to fix, apparently a trophy wasn't popping. One of them was being bugged out, which is one thing. But then they also added in a game mode that was originally only accessible if you hooked your Vita up to your PS3, to the copy of Resistance 3, and it unlocked a new game mode. So they patched that in so it's available for everyone. And then they added new trophies, a couple of new trophies for that. And I don't think I've ever seen a like classic, quote unquote, you know, like classics game get a patch like that before to add in trophies and stuff.
No.
Or update it. I don't recall ever seeing something like that. So
yeah. So good on Bend. I think it was. I read somewhere.
Yeah. I believe they're there. Yeah. Because it was their game and everything. So yeah. I thought that was pretty cool. So. And then the other thing I'd like to say for anyone listening from Sony while I've been looking for trophies now is that Medieval, as much as I love the game, it looks like trophies have popped up for that. It looks like the PS1 version of the game is getting a PlayStation Classics release, which just, I'm like, why? Like, well, it's a good game. I love my Sojourner Fortress here and everything, but like, you've literally got a just the same game, but nicer looking.
What game are we talking about?
Medieval.
It's not ringing any bells.
Fuck.
Can you explain what Medieval is?
It's a very great game about Sardinia Forescue, who battles in this war and he leads an army, and then he's actually a little coward and he dies like a bitch, and then like 1,000 years later or whatever it is, he gets brought back to life to battle for Galamir.
Doesn't sound like a game anybody will play, so it probably doesn't matter.
In the news this week, so we've got Helldivers, right? So Helldivers has been happening.
It has. continues to power on and still confuses people that it is political.
Yep, it's very wild. Did you see old mate Fuckwit can't remember the guy's Twitter account. Anyway.
Is it the Grums dude?
Yeah, Grums. I looked the other day. He blocked me.
Really? I don't think you're left-leaning enough that, you know.
Yeah, but I don't think I've ever tweeted at him. Like, maybe, like, I'm on one of those, you know how there's, like, those right-wing lists, like the auto-block lists?
Auto-block lists, yeah.
Yeah, maybe there's one for, like, lefties or something. Because I don't think I've ever tweeted at him or interacted with him. I mean, I think he's an absolute fuckwit, but absolute flog, but, you know, I clicked on his profile for the first time in ages when someone, like, tweeted something. I was like, I went to be like, what's this motherfucker tweeting about? Like, let me have a sticky bee over here. You were blocked. I was like,
big deal.
Really destroyed my day, that did. But, yeah, him going from the story of, man, this is such great, a non-political game to they tricked us. We were swerved. You weren't swerved. You're just a fucking imbecile.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how else to put it. You're a complete and utter idiot. But
you were just not looking at what the game was actually about at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The sky's green. No, the sky's blue. Oh,
right. Bullshit.
Yeah. Who just saw that coming? But yeah, I thought this was an interesting one from the last 24 hours. Push Square writes, Operation Swift Disassembly was a total success with casualties while polling still within acceptable margins. Helldivers 2 players crushed the vicious machines in an all-out assault over the weekend, landing on and liberating the last occupied planets offering any resistance. The galactic war map is currently looking quite empty, perhaps even ominously so. But what is there to worry about now that the automatons are gone and the terminides are contained? According to the latest dispatches from High Command, Super Earth still has work for us. Construction on a new, safer, more efficient E710 farms has begun. Here, termites will be raised in safe, humane, spacious enclosures and enriched with state-of-the-art nutrition supplements, all under careful supervision.
Sure, that won't go wrong at all.
Yeah. How cool do you think it is that the fact that they're like, they put out, it's all like obviously player-driven, but they put out a thing that's like, hey, players, hey, Helldivers, this weekend, let's crush the robots.
Yeah.
So then everyone has to purposely take it upon themselves to choose to only fight robots, not do any termite missions and stuff over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone did it to such a good degree that currently in the game, there's no way to fight the
automatons.
Yeah.
They're completely wiped out.
They're completely wiped out. Isn't that wild? Like, it's cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool, but, you know, where's the end game of this game? Ran out of content, you know? Just burning through content as quick as possible. No, I mean, it's cool that obviously this still has a strong player base that is dedicated to wiping out AI enemies. And obviously, you know, I'm sure if they didn't have something in place, they wouldn't have, like, put this order out for people, you know? Other than, I guess, you get a temporary boost of people playing the game.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure there's a reason beyond that because, you know.
I mean, I'm sure there is, but it's just that thing of, like, the story. If they're trying to tell.
But also how effective that messaging is. Like, they just put it on their socials or whatever. Hey, everybody, let's beat up these automatons this weekend. Everybody did it, so.
And they've been doing the same things for, like, when they're like, hey, man, do these things or liberate this planet to get maxed. Got to do this certain amount of things. Happens, mm-hmm. You know, stuff like that. I mean, they're trying to tell this interesting story and keep player engagement up, but not by, you know, heavily promoted events or expansions or, you know, this huge crossover. Like, literally all they're doing is tweeting out and being like, and they tweet it in character, like in game world, you know, like, hey, Helldivers, we're gonna take out the you know, do this sort of stuff, and then everyone's like, yep, where are we dropping, you know, like. Which is sort of funny because really we shouldn't be listening to the. I guess that's the point though.
Yep.
Very funny. I think it's very cool they continue to have such cool ideas of the game. Can be interesting to see if they ever, you know, add a follow up instead of, you know, because if it's only terminides and bugs at the moment.
No, you know, I mean, there's rumors of a third faction, you know?
Yeah, they'll have to be, surely. It makes sense.
It's the right-wing people who want us to.
It's possible.
Just Their only thing is they don't have any pronouns.
Thank God for that.
You know, so, but the people who play the game have no choice but to kill these people that don't want pronouns.
Have you seen
so what are they going to do?
Have you seen that clip going around of that quote-unquote comedian making a pronouns joke on Twitter?
I don't know. You left an arrow down.
Well, I think it's easy to narrow down because I have no idea how this person works. But the joke is he asks someone in the audience what their pronouns are. The audience member responds, he, him. And the comedian goes, comedian again in quotation marks, he goes, thank you for telling me and sharing your pronouns with me. Now let me tell you mine. And he says something like straight ass N-word or something, and he's white. I was like, what? What?
It's like the most offensive, daggiest.
I was like, how does this pass for like
Was it laughs?
I think some people, but honestly, if I watch the clip, the laughs sound like they're like, oh, God, let's live.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's very weird. But
I mean, the joke, my pronouns are insert two random things, is the dumbest joke.
Yeah, but then what about my pronouns are racial slur? I don't.
Yeah, that's up the next level, you know.
It's like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, anyway.
The world we live in, it's crazy, you know, and the world we and it's events like these that will lead us to the Helldivers world that we could live
in. Yeah, to a government that just tells us what to do and we don't really have any choice because we don't deserve to make choices.
That's fair. We don't in times like those. Prestart writes, PlayStation Plus Extra is getting 2 day 1 launch titles this month. Karen says, every so often PlayStation drops its tradition of announcing all of a month's PlayStation Plus Extra Deluxe games in one go to do an early reveal of exciting new day one launch into the service. And this is one of those times with two games. The first launch will be Dave the Diver's PlayStation debut on April 16th, followed a week later by the brand new Tales of Zao on April 23rd. What do you reckon? Two pretty big, good.
I mean, good PlayStation fans, PlayStation Plus subscribers are eating good this month.
Indeed.
You know, even if it was just Dave the Diver, that's a fantastic game. You know? Yeah. It's going to look great on people's TVs, it's going to play great on people's TVs, on PlayStation, and you'll get trophies. And then to get Kenzaru as well, which by all reports looks very good. I think there was a Steam demo that people were pretty high on. Yeah, it's a good big win for PlayStation.
Yeah, it's pretty wild to get two like new. It's weird how PlayStation works with these things. Sometimes it'll be like months of nothing, you know, like no extras / deluxe exclusives, and then in 1 month they're like, here's two games.
Well, yeah, it's
two day one exclusive games. Day one, well, not exclusive, but the day one releases.
It's just a matter of getting these deals done, you know, making it worthwhile, and finding titles that are worth the expense, I guess, you know. You know, I don't think they've had a miss when they've done one of these yet, you know. They've at least been good quality titles. I don't know if they've been massive, you know, they're super popular or anything, but obviously, you know, Stray, the first example I can think of, and then most recently Chia, you know. So, yeah. Fair. I mean, it's interesting that the Zinzaru one's coming to PlayStation because I don't know if it is coming to Game Pass because obviously it's an EA original. And EA have a deal with Game Pass that makes all their titles first party on EA, EA subscription thing. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe they're just more interested in getting the title in as many hands as possible.
It's fair. I mean, at least with Dave the Diver.
I mean, that's the interesting thing. Like Dave the Diver, there's so much word of mouth and like accolades and everything. You know, that's true. There is the Godzilla DLC coming up, so
people just bowl by that if they like the game. So
That's true. That is a very good point.
Yeah. I assume that's what the hope would be.
It's like, let's get him in and then Godzilla.
Yeah. And then Godzilla.
Fuck. So. I forgot about that. Now I'm very happy. Really,
I think it comes out the same day or like this month, either way.
No, it comes out, a month or two.
Does it? Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's what the plan is, obviously, though. Put it out, get people interested, buy Godzilla. Push Square writes, rumor Sony to host a big PlayStation event next month. Sony likes to put out a major state of play live stream and host its PlayStation showcase during the month of May, and it appears the company is gearing up to do so once again in 2024. Giant Bomb journalist Jeff Grubb reports he's heard a bunch of times from sources that Sony's planning an event for May. It sounds like more like another big PlayStation showcase rather than a subdued state of play. Grubb's comments were made when discussing ESRB rating given the Silent Hill 2 remake, which he reckons could be part of the show. The remake from Blue Team is still slated for 2024 release, and Grubb guesses that it'll feature in the event. Quote, I have heard that there'll be a PlayStation something, either a state of play or showcase next month in May, so it's probably going to be there. He continued by saying he's heard both a showcase and maybe a state of play. It seems like it might lean towards a showcase. It's definitely in the time frame of when they did a showcase last year. End quote. Sony hasn't hosted a PlayStation showcase since the 2023 edition, which also fell into the presumed May slot, where the hardware manufacturer received criticism for focusing on its slate of live service titles rather than new single-player games. Fair Game, Dollar Sign, Concord, and Marathon were all revealed during the live stream. Given the company has now taken somewhat a step back from its games-as-service push, fans will likely want to see new offline experiences, like a Ghost of Tsushima sequel and else. What do you reckon? Step A, is this happening next month? Do you believe old Grubb? Jeff Grubb?
I think there will be some sort of presentation next month. Like, they, in recent history, I want to say, they want to get in ahead of the Summer Games Fest period and have their, like, kind of standalone thing. I think the size of it will depend on if they're doing the PS5 Pro this year or not.
Yeah, so I would take what you just said and say that's exactly why I'm believing it's going to be a showcase.
Yeah.
Because I'm fully believing that the Pro is happening this year. So with that in mind.
Showcase, so, you said so you showcase. Show why games or titles that need the PS5 Pro or would.
Yeah.
Examples of why you need the PS5 Pro. I think what Silent Hill 2.
I think if Silent Hill 2, if they can showcase that and say, hey, and it's not, even for me, this wouldn't be a big deal, but like it'll help, you know, at least tie it in. They could be like, this game can run at 60 frames per second with ray tracing on the Pro. Something like that. Now, do I give a fuck about Silent Hill 60 frames per second? Not really, but that's an upcoming title where they could, you know, tie it in to do something like that.
Yeah, I mean, that you show. You know, maybe a trailer for Wolverine, seeing as, you know, give us a good, proper, official look at what Wolverine looks like.
Tsushima sequel.
Tsushima sequel. There's the rumor going around that the team, another, an Astrobot game is coming.
Oh, that's right. I remember saying that. Yeah.
Which I have to assume is a PS5 game, not a PSVR game. At this
it's
point.
It's really hard because. The rumor talks about like it's just a platformer. I'm like, I would play it still and I'd get excited about it. But if they haven't made it VR, I'm like, you use a really, like, just stop.
Like, yeah,
you,
I mean,
if you don't make that game a VR game, you've completely, like, you don't care about VR. Just stop.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely in the case of if it was just a normal platformer, it would sell fantastically. If it was on PSVR 2. Would it be enough to move the needle? I don't know.
I think it would be, but it would also be the first.
But it's also instill confidence in you. Hey, this is still a platform we believe in and we're making titles for.
Exactly. If they do an Astrobots Rescue Room 2 and it's non-VR, it's like you really just don't believe in VR anymore. Because as fun as
what if it's VR compatible?
Still, it's that like element of you don't believe, like push it.
Yeah.
You know? And the thing is, it is a case of, yes, I think if the game released non-VR, I'd still be excited. It would still be very good. It would still be a lot of fun. It would probably sell better. Mm-hmm. However, there is that element of, part of the charm of what made the original so good is because it took such a like a platformer that you knew you would really enjoy anyway, but elevated it within that world, and it really felt unique within that particular frame of you're the headset following, and you know, so
yeah absolutely. So yes, very confident showcase happen next month. I'm sure they'd have like a bunch of cool third party and stuff, and it would just kind of be because we don't. There's nothing really PlayStation in the second half of the year that we know of yet.
No, that's so. That's the thing. There's nothing much to look forward to. PlayStation first party at the moment that we know of.
That we're aware of, you know.
That we're aware of.
So give us something to be excited for. Give people a reason to buy a PS5 Pro. Other than, you know, what they're playing currently.
And you got to bite back a little bit because let's not forget, so Hellblade 2, all these previews, very positive press for Xbox, exclusive game coming out this year. Xbox is going to have a conference at June, in June, like they always do.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, come on. Get into the fight, PlayStation. Get into the fight.
Get into the fight, please. Get into
the fight. But yeah, I'd also expect a Death Stranding 2 trailer for sure.
Oh, yeah. I guess, yeah. Well, that'd been pushed to next year, so.
Yeah, but every time there's a PlayStation show now, like, I just.
Yeah, there needs to be something, you know. Just some sort of crazy thing, you know.
Just some cutscene.
Someone focus on Elle Fanning. I don't know.
Yeah, why not? All right. That'll do it for this week's episode of Platinum Exposure. Let us know any comments, questions, concerns you've had about things we've discussed this week by tweeting at us, exposurenetwork.com/Twitter. Join our Discord, exposurenetwork.com/Discord. And if you'd like to support the podcast or the website that supports the podcast, exposurenetwork.com, you can do that by heading to exposurenetwork.com/support. Takes you to our Ko-fi page. A little less dollar can help. And until next week, remember, every trophy counts.